show. With Flip's guests, Charlie Callis, Laura Green, Pat Morita, and Flip's special guest, Louis Armstrong. And now, here's Flip.
I want to say that I'm not going to do the monologue I had planned. I hope you're not disappointed by this. I'd like to take a moment to tell you how this change came about. I was running the show through my mind, and I said to myself, "Self?" It would be impossible not to have a great show with Louis Armstrong as a special guest. Then, when I saw how things were going during rehearsal, I went to my producer, Bob Henry. I said, "Bob, I'm going to change my opening monologue." He said, "Why? The show is perfect." I said, "That's the trouble. The show is perfect. If we start doing perfect shows, people are going to be looking for perfect shows every week. So I want to change it. I think this would be a great time to do my worst story." You know, better than waiting until later on in the season when the shows get shaky. We'll do the story now. Well, we got a little something to fall back on, you know? Get it out of the way. And the good story I was going to do for tonight, I'll save for the 16th or 17th show. Well, I'll do the story and you'll see what I mean. It's a rotten story, y'all. The scene is ancient Rome. There's a Roman. His name was Herman. They called him Roman Herman. That alone gives you an idea of how bad the story is. The fad of the era was eating berries. Everyone loved berries. Walk around with little pouches. Pouches would be filled with berries. One day, while Roman Herman's roaming the outskirts of Rome, a little rhyme I slipped in. Put the rhyme in because quite often dropouts come in to catch the show. Dropouts like those rhymes. Herman spies lying beneath a bush the most magnificent berry he's ever beheld. Herman stops, picks the berry, stands there praising it. What a berry! So look at the shape of that berry, the texture, the way the twigs hanging on the side. 3 hours Herman stood praising the berry. He decides to sneak the berry back into Rome. He waited until about 4 that morning. That's a good time to sneak, 4 in the morning. Run into anyone, they're sneaking too. Herman goes straight to his best friend's house. He awakened his friend and shoves the berry in his friend's face. His friend said, "Wow, Herman, what a berry." "So, Herman, you make a lot of money with that berry." "So people will give you a dollar each to look at that berry and praise it." The fame of Herman's berry spread across Rome. Pretty soon, everyone in Rome is talking about Herman's berry. They're all saying, they're all saying, "Have you seen Herman's berry? Wait till you get a look at Herman's berry." Say, "Wow, what a berry that Herman got." One day, the three wise men show up. They've come to see Herman's berry. They have their wives with them this time. These guys had gotten pretty lonesome on a long trip once before. They looked at the berry. They praised it. In fact, one of the wise men's wives said, "That sure is a nice berry, huh?" Herman became wealthy from the berry. He built a mansion. He got married. As a wedding present, he gave his wife his berry. But that's a different story. One evening, Herman and his wife were relaxing in front of the fireplace. They have the berry laying down on a pillow. There's a knock at the door. Herman goes to the door. There was a knock. I wouldn't have gone if there hadn't been the knock. I think I'll stop telling audience there was a knock. Now on, all I'll say is Herman went to the door. Then you can say, must have been a knock. When he arrives at the door, there are two guys there. They have spears. They draw their spears on Herman. They say, you the guy with the berry? Herman said, that's not my berry. That's my wife's berry. But I gave her the berry. Said, you come to praise her berry? They said, no, we come to seize her berry, not to praise it. That's why I wanted to get that out of the way, you know? I don't want to sneak a story like that in on people. But I wouldn't just leave it there. I was saying, well, I gotta have something else to do to follow that, you know, kind of take a little of the weight off. So the makeup guy told me a story while he was making me up. You know, he wasn't doing anything. He told me a story about this little kid, you know. It was in the evening, and the kid, his mother and father are sitting there in the living room, and the kid says to his father, he said, Daddy, can I have a gun? His father said, no. The kid said, you told me last year I could have a gun. You told me to wait a year, and then it'll be all right. Father said, well, you can't have a gun. The kid said, well, all the other kids on the block got guns. Father said, well, look, I don't want you to have a gun, and that's it. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. So the kid goes over to his mother. He said, Mama, Daddy said I can't have a gun. His father heard this, you know. He said, look, since I told you I don't want you to have a gun. That's it. He said, as long as I'm running this house, you're not going to have a gun. The kid said, if I get my hands on the gun, you ain't going to be running this house. Too much.
Roger, I hear you.
Oh, looks like I won't get any gold stars for penmanship.
Not today you won't. Yeah, that T is always a tough letter to make.
Sure is.
Well, how do you cross that T?
Well, what I do is count three beats to the upright and three coming off. Never fails.
Well, this sure does.
What?
I switched to this menthol. There's nothing to it. Same as my old cigarette.
You should have switched to Kool.
Come up to the cool taste, come up to cool. Come up to the cool taste, you never had it so cool.
Hey, Jim, this jab's got only three T's in it.
Oh, great. Oh, thanks for the cool. That's a real menthol.
Come all the way up to cool, king size or extra long. The only cigarette with a taste of extra coolness.
Mr. Callis, Miss Green, and Mr. Morita, showtime. Y'all better be ready. We ain't waiting.
Jogie, Jogie,
Jogie. Jogie, Jogie,
I gotta find this spot to put that in. It's surefire. Surefire, but I'll take anything I can get.
I wonder why they don't
let me do that in the show. You don't suppose Flip is jealous of me, do you? Nah, he's too nice a guy. Or is he?
Oh, I hope I do a good job. I wonder why Flip isn't mentioning my new record. It's doing very well, too. You don't suppose he's jealous, do you?
Well, this must be the place. Here it is. On the Fripp Wirson show.
How come I don't get to do my dialects?
Well, perhaps it's a bit sticky, that's why. Do you suppose that, dare I say it, he's jealous of me?
Fripp Wirson is jealous of me.
Hi, gang.
Hey,
Charlie.
Hi, Flip.
Okay, you are. Hmm. Huh? Ladies and
gentlemen, right now I'd like for you to meet three great talents. A guy who does the most fantastic Cary Grant in the business, Charlie Callis. A young lady whose new record, I Am a Woman, is climbing up the charts, Miss Laura Green. And that master of dialects, my very good buddy, Pat Morita. Put it up.
Gee, Flip, I'm sorry.
Flip, I'm so ashamed.
I feel rousy.
What'd I say? Ladies and gentlemen, my special guest, Mr. Louis Armstrong. Louis Armstrong! Louis, it's so nice to have you starring on our show. Of Wilkinson Sword, we'd like to dedicate Louis Armstrong's Mac the Knife. You got it,
brother. Okay, Papa. Oh, the sharp hands yeah. And showed them pearly white. Just a jackknife has my key. And he keeps it out of sight. When the sharp bites with its teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's my key? So there's not a trace of red. Oh, on the sidewalk Sunday morning lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking down the corner. Is that someone like a knife? Yes, from a tugboat by the river. A seaman fay drooping down. And the seaman were the weight that you might heal back it down. Yes, Louis Villa disappeared, dear, after drawing out all his cash. And back he spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something right? Suki Tadri, Jenny Divo, Daddy Lanier, Sweet Lucy Brown. Yes, the line bombs on the right there. Now that Mikey's back in town.
Mama, don't rush me.
Well, I don't want to miss anything now.
Look, we're not going to miss a thing. Why don't you run ahead and I'll catch up with you?
Okay, now, but don't be late.
Why? I told her I'd take her out to Europe tonight. When I was there before, it was called Overseas. Don't you know, there's one thing you find, no matter where you are, the language may be different, customs may be different, but people are people wherever you go. Get a load of that cat. He sure is sharp, ain't he? When we get home, I won't give me an outfit like that. Dig that natural.
He looks so serious. Is he mad at somebody?
You remember the hassle the British had with the Spanish Armada? Oh, he's still mad about that.
Oh, but that was hundreds of years ago.
Well, these cats are trained to hold a grudge.
It says here, this palace has stood for over 600 years. Not a stone has been touched, nothing altered, nothing replaced.
Yeah, they must have the same landlord we got.
Hey, doesn't he ever change his expression?
Nope. These guys never show any emotion. You know, they never laugh or smile, none of that, while they're on duty, that is.
Oh, that's impossible.
You think I'm jiving? Watch this, I'll prove it to you. I got some West Indian friends. They told me to come here and get you. Okay, I'm gonna step on your toe. I'm gonna raise my leg real slow, and then I'm gonna come smashing down right on your toe. You better say something to my old lady. Well, I'll try a joke, you know. Hey, did you hear this joke about the two Englishmen? Yeah. This one guy says to the other guy, he said, Harry, said you should pull your curtains down in the living room. Said, because I saw you hugging and kissing your wife last night. Harry said, the joke's on you, because I wasn't home last night. See that? I told you, nothing to shake these guys up. I can stand here all day long, rattling out the funniest jokes in the world. This guy ain't gonna laugh. Funny?
I wasn't home last night. Very good. Ooh, yeah.
Now, it wasn't that funny.
Kissing his wife. But it wasn't his wife.
Yes, it was his wife.
Not the other chap's wife?
No, it was his wife.
Yes.
Oh, no, funny.
You better cool it, man. If your sergeant catches you, you're gonna get it right in the car.
Right in the trumpet. Oh, I say that.
Knock it off, man. They'll fire you.
Yeah, they can't. I'm in civil service. All they can do is throw me in the dungeon on bread and
water. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Sir, whoa, you better get yourself together, man. The prince is peeking out of the window.
Peeking out the window!
Are the curtains up or down?
You've done. This is liable to start a whole international incident. Oh, come on, let's go.
Ah! Thanks. I needed that.
Good day, sir. I'm an American tourist, and this is my first trip to the Orient. I place myself entirely in your hands.
I treasure your trust. I honor your confidence. I make expenses for the year. Here, we have an emerald taken from the great ugly dragon of Okaida. Her husband sold it to me behind her back.
Well, I'd like to see some pearls.
For you, I have just the thing. Star of my collection. Famous Pearl of the Orient.
How you doing there, Pearl?
No, girl is Shirley. Pearl is Pearl.
Oh.
Perhaps you'd like to take a closer look.
How you doing there, Shirley?
See how it glows?
I see everything.
Tell me, do we have a deal?
Well, I tell you, that pearl is a fake, but I'll give you $2,000 for the setting.
What do you think, Shirley?
Ah, that is much better. And now for a glorious repast for my tummy tum tum. Oh, waiter.
Buongiorno, senor. I'm your waiter, Luigi. You want to check your towel?
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, what's it gonna be there, Goomba?
Well, sir, I am a stranger in your magnificent city. I would like to become familiar with your native dish.
I'm sorry, it's Maria's night off.
You know, this is my first time in Italian restaurant, so please be kind. You see, I am from India.
Really? You don't look like an Indian.
Well, you don't look Italian, sir. I am from Calcutta.
Oh, Calcutta. You want to take your jacket off?
You see, you must help me, Sahib. I have never savored Italian food before.
You'll love it. We got everything. Veal scallopini, parmesan, lasagna, and chicken. What's that word there?
Cacciatore.
Yeah.
You see, I am not allowed to eat meat. I am a religious nut.
And in that case, I'd like to recommend the specialty of the house, spaghetti. That's how Sophia Loren got to look like that.
Oh, then I will have it. I feel Italian already. Yeah. Joy, joy, joy.
Let me help you there, brother. Oh. You know, smoking those breadsticks can be hazardous to your health. We got it written right on the side of the glass there.
Tell me there, sir. Will the spaghetti take long?
I'm afraid so. See, we don't just lay any old jive plate of spaghetti on you. Our chef cooks each strand individually. Then rubs it with the secret herbs and the magic recipe bought over on the camelbacks. So it's gonna take a while.
Good. Then I shall meditate.
Do that. I saw you were sitting on pins and needles, so I rushed.
Good heavens. I may be wrong, but this looks like chitlins.
A lie is as good as the truth if you can get somebody to believe.
Ciao. Buenos Aires.
Bowling is only my hobby, but occasionally, when bowling for money in a tournament, I get tense and I get acid indigestion. Well, I always have my Rolaids. I'd like that $1,500 first prize. When you're winning, you get real nervous, uptight, and then you do worse. Acid can build up in your stomach, so I take a couple of Rolaids. Rolaids makes my stomach feel a lot better. I've had good success with Rolaids.
Who wants gum?
I do.
When you chew Trident sugarless gum. Trident for families who care about their teeth. 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum. Of America's best tasting gums, Trident is sugarless. Ask your dentist about Trident.
I'm pleased to say the mail has been coming in a steady trickle. In fact, here's some of the trickle. But we do get some pretty hip letters. Quite a few from kids and then others from the bigger people. Yay, the bigger people. I got a couple I wanted to read to you. One says, Dear Flip, I didn't watch your show last week. I wasn't allowed to turn the television on because we have a new baby brother. It wasn't my fault. Very hip kid, you know that? Here's another one. Dear Mr. Wilson, last week our 2-year-old spoke his first complete sentence, and we have you to thank for it. That's nice. says, we were watching your show, and you had just told a joke, when my little two-year-old turned to us and said, let's see what else is on. Well, that's how it goes. Well, I'd like to tell you about an experience in the life of a swinging buddy of mine, Freddie Johnson. Freddie's a real playboy. To him, life is one big centerfold. When we were kids, that's all Freddie thought about. While the rest of us were out building snowmen, Freddie was off by himself building a snow woman. Then he'd take her home and defrost her. Yeah, Freddie never bothered with that birds and bees jive. Freddie went straight to the girls. Well, Freddie's grown up now, and he's a pretty successful businessman. He's also got the most successful marriage I know. He's a bachelor. Let's look in on Freddie the Swinger down at his office. I'll take that call from Miss Nancy Carter now. How you doing? I miss you, I love you, I adore you, and I've been thinking a lot about you lately. Woo! Oh, excuse me, operator. Say, Nancy? Hey, Freddie! Ready, Freddie Johnson. Yeah, how's my favorite ex-secretary doing? Find another job yet? Well, why not come back to work here? I really miss you. I miss your short hand and your long legs. Well, look, well, at least give it some thought, you know? Don't worry, everything will be okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that sound is very common with today's stereo components. Yes, sir, your hi-fi needs either a new tweeter or a new woofer. We'll send a man out tomorrow, Mr. Bradford. Yes, thanks for calling. Good morning, Chief.
Johnson, this happens to be El Acme Electronics, not the Tunnel of Love.
Sir, I wouldn't take care of personal business on company time.
Oh, no? Then how come every time I walk in here, your lips are puckered?
Well, that's just a little nervous thing, J.B. You know, some people blink their eyes, some people pucker their lips. I pucker my lips. I try to cut it out because I know it's a bad habit.
The only bad habit you have is chasing your secretaries around this office.
Sir, how could you say a thing like that?
How? In the past 6 months, 8 of them have quit, breathing heavily.
Well, sir, you know, I cut down on my coffee, you know, to get rid of some of that caffeine. So I gotta have something to do during those breaks.
Look, Johnson, you better pay attention to your work or you've had it around here. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm sending a girl over from the secretarial pool and I want these sales letters out by tonight. And there'll be no hanky-panky or you can look for another job. Is that clear?
I got that, sir. You don't have to tell me 8 or 9 times. Tell me one time and I got it. I mean, after all, this is a place of business. Man, I don't want people coming in here jiving. Let me talk to you, Freddie. Now, you heard what the man said. Man said, if you keep chasing them chicks around this office, you're gonna blow your gig. Then you're not gonna have an office to chase chicks around in. Then me and you both in trouble. So lighten up, Freddie. Cool it for a few days, you know? I'm gonna be watching you. The girl from the secretarial pool? Send her in.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, Miss,
Parker.
Miss Parker.
My friends call me Marilyn.
Yes. Would you care to have a seat, Miss Parker?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Now then, I have some sales letters to dictate.
Oh, yes, sir.